It's going to be the first really large-scale event since the pandemic's effects were felt here. Let's ask Tulsa County Health Department Director, Dr. Bruce Dart, about the logistics involved in that. Dr. Dart, welcome back to the KRMG Morning News.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back.
This is a big gathering, and politics aside, that has to concern the executive director of the health department.
Well, in all honesty, yes, it does. I mean, we're still in the middle of a pandemic. We've in the past week, we have seen a dramatic increase in case trends. And so any large gathering of any nature is at this juncture is definitely a concern.
Before we get to those trends, if somebody plans to attend at the BOK Center next Friday, what recommendations would you give them?
I'll be honest. Our number one recommendation is not to go to large gatherings in enclosed spaces. But if you are going to go, it's important that as much as you can, you need to take precautions. It's important that you wear a mask. I have no idea if there'll be social distancing within the BOK, and of course, pay close attention to hand washing and hygiene. So, but those things are things that are going to be difficult to achieve when you're in a packed, large gathering, to be perfectly honest.
Well, how are the trends going? We know that new cases have been going up. In fact, we've had a couple of single-day records set here lately, but that's been attributed to more testing.
You know, I think it's a combination of several things. I mean, we've had expanded testing really for quite a while now. So, and our capacity to test has been the same. It's increased, but it's been fairly high for a while. But you look at since Memorial Day, when our communities and society started to reopen, people are protesting against social injustice and racism, and all these things come together, I think, that are right now are contributing to our increasing cases.
We know that hospitalization rates are going up in some of the states around us, Texas most notably. How are the hospitalization rates here in Tulsa County?
You know, I talked to healthcare systems this week, and so far they're able to handle the volume of patients. One of our healthcare systems has seen a pretty large increase, but still not impacting their ability to serve their patients just yet. So we'll see what the next 7 to 10 days bring us.
All right, Dr. Dart, we appreciate the update every week. We'll talk again next Friday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tulsa County Health Department Executive Director, Dr. Bruce Dart.